This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Obviously, with the election happening, that's all anybody has been paying attention to. But yesterday in the courtroom with the Karen Reed trial and the case and the retrial, it got very awkward. Justices grilled the prosecution and the defense yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of this. We have Emily D. Baker joining us now, who is our favorite law nerd. You can find her on the Law Nerd app, a prior L.A. deputy district attorney. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. I know it was an early day yesterday in Massachusetts at the Supreme Judicial Court for everybody. And if anybody watched who's not used to watching the Court of Appeals, I imagine it seemed a bit of a different type of court.
Yeah, it felt like the justices had had it with all of the attorneys involved.
It just seems like they've been asking the same questions for quite some time. And so can you sort of break it down what it is they're asking for and what you think might happen there?
Karen Reed's attorneys are asking, I think their main hope is to be allowed to poll all the jurors. This happened in the Murdaugh case recently, in the situation where this normally comes up, that there might have been some type of outside influence. And in that case, it was the court clerk. They are asking to poll the jurors here because jurors reached out after the case and said, hey, we were only hung on one of the charges. We had reached verdicts on the others. But it's this very unusual situation where jurors didn't fill out anything on the verdict form and didn't say anything in the jury notes that has led us to hear where case law that the judges all operate by doesn't fit this situation. And so the judges are saying, look, the case law says we can ask jurors if there's outside influence. We can ask jurors about other things that happen in the jury room, but we can't ask them about their deliberation. And isn't this asking about deliberation? And Marty Weinberg did an amazing job yesterday arguing, no, this is asking about the outcome. The judges, I don't know if we'll be convinced by that because it gets very close to asking about deliberation when you're asking if they reached a result. But the judges also said to the prosecution, shouldn't we want to know after 10 weeks of trial what the jury has decided? Shouldn't we need to know that? So the defense ultimately wants counts 1 and 3 dismissed, but what they really are hoping for is to be able to ask all 12 jurors if they did reach verdicts.
I remember watching you on YouTube when this was happening in real time and they had declared the mistrial, and the, you know, Karen Reed's attorneys had questions at that moment right then, and you said, yeah, this is a little bit unusual that they're not allowing them to fill out portions of the verdict form.
And that they didn't poll the jury. It's very common in other jurisdictions, not as common in Massachusetts, I'm told from lawyers that practice there, that the jury gets asked at the end of the verdict, does this reflect your decision too? So normally they check in with each juror And that didn't happen here. And it seemed like a lot of confusion would have been saved if that happened. Ultimately, the defense attorneys for Karen Reed are arguing this violates her double jeopardy. If jurors really did come to a verdict, even if they didn't write it down, then she shouldn't be retried on those counts. And they are fighting to get those counts removed. Those are the counts with higher sentences. Those are the more serious counts. So they want to narrow this case down when it goes to retrial, which they just asked to have continued from January till April 1st.
Ugh.
It's just a lot. You know, I know, like...
It is.
Do you think that this whole... The part where the jury should have been pulled or not pulled, and saying, well, this has to do with deliberation and not. I know that Weinberg was citing, you know, other cases, but there's no federal precedent. Do you think this could be one of those places where precedent might be set for something, or no?
It's difficult because what the Court of Appeals doesn't love is gray zone, and it gets very close to deliberation. I think there's room to ask them about the result. The Court of Appeals is going to be incredibly careful about creating a slippery slope of any time someone down the road doesn't agree with the hung jury, that then afterwards they can ask. What I think will happen most practically is defense attorneys will start asking to pull the jury more, but the Court of Appeals, I think, will be hesitant to change the norm here, but they might. Because you want to respect jury decisions and you want jurors to be heard. And numerous jurors came forward and said, this isn't what we intended. And that's got to be incredibly frustrating for them and for Karen Reed. We learned in a Vanity Fair article that she's still in debt to her lawyers over $5 million on the first trial.
Yep.
And she has the carpet from the house in a storage room somewhere.
Yeah, is that weird?
Is that shocking to you, Emily?
I was absolutely stunned by that revelation. I was like, wait, there's still more that we don't know about this case. I was stunned.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Are you allowed to keep evidence in your house? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I do watch a lot of CSI.
The police didn't think it was evidence, and they didn't take it. So I don't know how that all went down, but it's wild to me.
I mean, the only thing more wild is if she'd have bought the actual house. That would have been like...
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Or doing a Vanity Fair article and a Dateline interview.
And another Vanity
Fair.
A two-part Vanity Fair. All right. Emily D. Baker, real quick before we let you go, is there any other trial that is bubbling under that we should be paying attention to?
The Corey Richens case is still speeding along to trial in Utah. I just finished the Sarah Boone case in Florida. And then next year is lining up to have Karen Reed and Donna Adelson out of Florida and Corey Richens out of Utah. And then the Brian Koberger case has quite a lot of litigation going on right now.
And that looks
like it's going to be in trial at the end of the summer 2025. From August, the judge is saying, till November. So that's going to be...
You're going to be very busy, lady. You're going to be very busy, lady. If you want to find Emily D. Baker online, you can find her on X. It's The Emily D. Baker. Find her on YouTube or look her up on the Law Nerd app. What's awesome is that'll give you a notification as soon as she goes live, which is great. Emily, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.